All right, let's dive in. Today, we're exploring the Artemis II lunar flyby mission, a groundbreaking step in human space exploration. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here's what you need to know today. 7 sharp facts about Artemis II so you can explain this mission with confidence. Lunar learning lifts limits. Let's launch into it. Fact number 1. Artemis II launched in April 2026, the first crewed Orion flight and the first crewed mission beyond low Earth orbit since Apollo 17. Here's the takeaway. After more than 5 decades, humans returned to deep space on the Space Launch System with Orion, a major proving step for future lunar landings. Test yourself. When did Artemis II launch? Correct answer, April 2026. Memory aid, April's first flight, reaching new space heights. Next up, fact number 2. The 4-person crew, Reid Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch, and Jeremy Hansen, set historic firsts. This is key. Glover became the first person of color to travel beyond low Earth orbit. Koch, the first woman, and Hansen, the first non-US citizen, on a NASA mission to the lunar vicinity. The main idea is diversity and international partnership are built into Artemis. Test yourself. Who was the first woman on a lunar flyby? Correct answer, Christina Koch. Memory aid, diverse crew, history anew. Fact number 3. Artemis II uses a free return trajectory, like Apollo 13, rather than entering lunar orbit. Let's keep it simple. Free return means if something goes wrong after the push toward the moon, lunar gravity swings Orion back to Earth without a big extra burn. It reduces complexity while still gathering deep space data. Test yourself. What type of trajectory does Artemis II use? Correct answer. Free return trajectory. Memory aid. Free return flight, safety in sight. On to the next one, fact number 4. After Artemis I showed unexpected AVCOAT heat shield erosion, NASA kept Orion's heat shield but changed Artemis II's re-entry to a steeper profile. Think of it this way. The steeper descent reduces time in the hottest regime, trading some landing precision for more thermal margin and crew safety. Test yourself. What prompted Artemis II to change its re-entry profile? Correct answer. AVCOAT, heat shield erosion on Artemis I. Memory aid, erosion check, re-entry spec. Fact number 5. Before committing to the moon, the crew worked in high Earth orbit to verify systems, perform life support checkouts, and practice proximity operations with the spent ICPS. Here's what you need to know. Orion first entered a roughly 23.5-hour high Earth orbit to test life support and communications, then practiced rendezvous and handling near the ICPS target. Only after that did the service module execute the translunar injection burn. Test yourself. What operations are performed before the translunar injection on Artemis II? Correct answer. High Earth orbit operations and life support checkouts, plus proximity ops with the ICPS memory aid. Orbit and ops before moon hops. Fact number 6. Orion's re-entry was planned to be the fastest ever attempted by a crewed spacecraft, with a splashdown off San Diego and US Navy recovery. The main idea is to stress the heat shield under lunar return speeds, then recover quickly using a San Antonio-class amphibious transport dock. Test yourself. Where does Artemis II splash down? Correct answer. Off San Diego. Memory aid. San Diego's shore, Orion's core. Fact number 7. Public engagement was front and center. People sent their names on a digital boarding pass, and an 8-year-old's winning zero-gravity indicator, RISE, flew inside Orion's. Let's get to the point. Outreach builds global buy-in for exploration and gives students a tangible stake in the mission. Test yourself. What was the name of the zero-gravity indicator mascot on Artemis II? Correct answer. RISE. Memory aid. Rise and fly with a child's eye. Quick recap, rapid fire style. Fact number 1. When did Artemis II launch? Correct answer, April 2026. Fact number 2. Who was the first woman on a lunar flyby? Correct answer, Christina Koch. Fact number 3. What trajectory does Artemis II use? Correct answer. Free return trajectory. Fact number 4. What prompted the re-entry change? Correct answer. AVCOAT heat shield erosion. Fact number 5. What happens before the translunar injection? Correct answer. High Earth orbit operations and life support checkouts. Fact number 6. Where is splashdown? Correct answer. Off San Diego. Fact number 7. Name of the zero gravity indicator mascot? Correct answer. Rise. You've got the top 7 facts down. Here's the takeaway. With these key details, you can explain Artemis II clearly and confidently. Stay focused, trust your prep, and go ace that exam. That's a wrap for today.